And Sophie, can you tell us how you came to be in Brittany? Because you're not originally from Brittany, are you?
No, I'm actually from the north of France. And I went on work experience in Ireland and met my husband like that. So I lived in Ireland for about 20 years before we decided to come back to France, because my eldest son wanted to do studies in carpentry. And my husband never really liked the north of France. And we did a lot of holiday in Brittany. And we always felt, you know, that there was a connection, like the Celtic connection. There's a lot of similarities between Brittany and Ireland. So when we decided to go ahead, you know, for us, that was the right place to come to.
And how long have you been here?
That'll be 2 years in June. We got the house in June 2018.
And how do you find Brittany?
It's brilliant. People were very welcoming when we arrived. And we find them very obliging and very helpful. Because obviously I had a lot of paperwork to do when I arrived. And every time I rang to ask for explanation or clarity or things like that, I always found that the people were really nice and really going out of their way to help you, so which was great, because it was a huge change for us to come to France. Even though I'm French, the fact that I lived in Ireland for 20 years, when I arrived in Brittany, I felt that I was more a foreigner than a French person coming back to our own country, because a lot of things had changed. And the fact that Brittany wasn't my region, I was like a newbie in my country.
And you came to Brittany with your family, which consists of?
So I came with my husband, Paul, who is Irish, and my three children. So Pierre is the eldest. He's going to be 17. Then François, who is 13, and Giselle, who is 10.
And they were all born in Ireland?
In Ireland, yeah.
And how have they settled down to life in Brittany?
Well, to be honest, you know, we finally on the other side of the struggle. The first year was really hard. They all had to change school because we made mistakes. The school that we thought they would be okay wasn't. They had to, even though they're bilingual, they can speak perfect French, they had to adjust to the French education system, the French grammar, which is, you know, overwhelming at times for them. And they had to get used to live in France, because for them, you know, they were used to be on holiday in France. So it was hard. I would be a lawyer if I was saying that it wasn't. It was really tough for all of us.
But they're settled now?
Yeah, and it's funny, when we talk about it now, they're not complaining anymore. They see, you know, what's good and what's not, you know, for them. And in general, you know, it's a lot more positive than last year. They realize that somehow there's more opportunities for them school-wise in Brittany compared to Ireland. And I think they kind of taking, you know, the good of France and the good of Ireland to have the right balance, which is great for us, because we don't want them to forget about where they're coming from, but we just want them to be able to embrace the two culture and take all the good, you know, of the two of them.
And now, Anne-Sophie, you've been here 2 years, you've settled down. Mm-hmm. You're now taken the step to becoming a local councillor as well.
Yeah, it's been mad, because I'm not into politics at all. If you ask me about politics, I wouldn't be able to answer you, because it's not my keen interest. But when I was approached to be part of the list, for me it was an honor, and I wanted to take part of the project, because when I came in Diot, it was everyone welcomed us so well. We felt, you know, that everyone was happy for us to be here, and they really went out of their way to make us feel at home. And I wanted to to give back to the community, and if I can help in any way to do the same for other people and to look after the community, for me, I'll be delighted to help, you know, in that direction anyway. So hopefully I'll be good at my job.
Well, that's really good. How long will you be a counsellor for?
My understanding is that when you go for it, it's for 6 years.
That's a long time.
Yes.
Big commitment.
Yeah. And hopefully I'll be good at it and I'll learn fast, because to be honest, I'm not too sure, you know, of all the in and outs, you know. It's
is there an area that you would prefer to look at when, as a counsellor?
I definitely want to contribute to the life of the bourg, you know, make sure, you know, that everyone feels well, you know, in the bourg. So it could be, you know, through the school or through putting in place a social place, you know, like a house, you know, where that people could rent to gather together, you know, or even do a place for the younger people to gather together. Because at the moment, apart from the green area, they don't really have a place to hang around.
No youth club.
Yeah. I'm not too sure what we will be able to go ahead, you know, with that. But for me, to attract, you know, more people to the village and to make sure that the village keep alive, we have to look into that, to make sure that it's a fair share for every generation, the young one as well as the older one. So everyone is happy to live in the village. So hopefully I'll be able to contribute to that.
Well, I hope everything goes well for you. As you say, it's a big commitment.
Yeah.
and you've got a lot of courage.
A lot on my plate. But look, everyone is been very nice and very helpful, and hopefully they'll be able to bear with my inexperience. But I'm very motivated, and you know, it's nice to be nice. So hopefully everything will work out.
Thank you very much, Anne-Sophie.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.